Well, some people argue that when the Korean War broke out, people's minds were on other things. So one historian says that the birth of Princess Anne got more attention than the outbreak of the Korean War. But I'd argue against this. I'd say that there are the sources point to short-lived but very significant worry about the outbreak of the Korean War. And the crucial thing to remember here is that it's only 5 years since the end of the Second World War. So memories of things like the Blitz, living in shelter, you know, seeking shelter in Anderson shelters, families being separated and sent away to fight or evacuated. These memories are still very vivid in the lives of most people in Britain. So that's crucial to remember. And during the first few days, when North Korea invades South Korea and gradually Britain becomes more involved, when Britain eventually declares war, there is a, I probably wouldn't say panic, but there's certainly an anxiety when war breaks out. So Clemens Attlee, who's the Prime Minister at the time, says that a fire has started in Korea that may burn down your house. So there's a sense that this war could affect people in Britain. And the newspapers run lots of reports, the special television and radio programmes. Some are on Where is Korea? There's a very low level of knowledge about the Korean Peninsula in Britain at this time. But some of them are also about the significance of British military involvement and Britain's changing international position. And there's even talk of people sort of redigging their shelters in their gardens. Some people in the initial few days around the war are really anxious about war affecting them in the way that the Second World War did. And we're really fortunate as historians that there are sources we can look to understand the impact on popular opinion. One that I use in my book a lot is the Mass Observation Survey. So Mass Observation is a social surveying project that begins in 1937 but is still carrying on in 1950. And they take various surveys of people living in London during June and July 1950. And it gives us a real flavour of how people responded to the Korean War. And this is a city, as I say, that has just emerged from the Second World War. There's still rationing, there's austerity, and the prospect of another war is really real to them, and it comes through in these survey responses.